Welcome back to the show. On the show today, we have President and CEO of Cleveland Clinic Canada, Mike Kessel. We're talking about his connection to the USA, Canada, all about Cleveland Clinic, a little bit of sports, and of course, a little bit of family. What I want to do now, Mike, is I want to talk about your connection to Florida, obviously to Joe and to Peter. If you can just share a couple of kind words about those guys and your relationship with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, they're wonderful. And as you know, both are physician leaders at our organization. And we have, this organization was founded 100 years ago by four outstanding physicians that served in the war and loved the way that military medicine was practiced to act as a unit, which is our motto. So these two individuals, Dr. Joe Iannotti and Dr. Peter Evans, are fabulous people. And as you know, Peter is a Canadian, so he's got a special place in my heart. Not that Joe doesn't, but they're both fabulous. They're leaders at Cleveland Clinic Florida. We will work with them all the time. And what's nice is, as you know, there is a snowbird population here in Canada that will migrate south when it's cold here and warm there. And Joe and Peter do a fabulous job of taking care of Canadians in Florida. What's also nice is, as I mentioned, we share the same electronic medical record globally. We have very similar protocols. We follow the same kind of set of rules, if you will, in medicine, and all to benefit the patient. It's a patient first motto. So our job is to take care of the patient, make sure the patient has a great experience. They're incredible leaders. They're incredible caregivers. And I'm honored to work with both of them. Both of them are orthopedic surgeons with wonderful, wonderful backgrounds.
Well, I can only add to that and say they've been so kind to me, especially Peter and Joe. Joe's been wonderful to me. Very nice gentleman. But me and Peter obviously have a very strong connection, as I have. I don't know if you know this, but I do have an incurable illness myself called familial Mediterranean fever. And Peter has been an integral part of supporting me, helping me research, just sort of being there as a cousin, as a friend, and everything for me. So, like I said, Joe and Peter are so instrumental in what we're doing here with the channel. And now we have Cleveland Clinic Canada on our side too. So it's wonderful. I don't want to talk too long on COVID, because we like to keep things really, you know, light and positive, and COVID is such a serious, you know, subject. That can you just give me a couple thoughts on where we are today with COVID?
Yeah. Look, and as you mentioned, it's been going on for a couple of years now, and I credit the scientists and the researchers, which have done an incredible job in a short period of time to actually produce a vaccine. And with the mRNA technology, they've really kind of outdone themselves. So I give a lot of credit to the research and science community. And look, we are hopefully seeing this thing subside. It is not easy, as we all know, but it is going to take a global effort. It's going to ensure that all 200 countries in the world have access to the vaccine and actually take it, which is great. A lot of education programs have to continue to occur to make sure people have all the right information on the vaccine and on the virus, which is really, really important. I think there's a big discussion now, as you probably know, about kids and taking the vaccine. So hopefully the approvals will come out shortly for that. And I'll tell you, it'll be good one day where you and I will come back on this show, and God willing, we will talk about getting back to normal days and doing all the things that we all love to do. And given we're both sport fans here, we're starting to see, which I love, stadiums fill up and people out there doing their thing, if you will. And I really look forward to those days. And I'm an optimistic person, if you couldn't tell by nature. So yeah. I'm optimistic that we will get through all of this.
Yeah, I am too. It sure has been a trying experience for everybody. And hopefully everybody, you know, pulls together. And you know, and I have to say, you know, kindness goes a long way.
Yeah.
Just be kind to people and be patient and be calm and, you know, anyways, I thank you for sharing that. I just have a couple more questions, Mike, and I have to congratulate again on Heart and Stroke Foundation for being such a big integral part of their platform. I do want to ask you, our platform is all about helping the community in positive ways, whether that's employment, education, awareness. And we're also into, we're starting to get into environment.
Oh, yeah.
And I know the medical industry and the military industry, they grapple with landfill topics all the time, because I know your tools or whatever are so high in density and, you know, not radioactive, but, you know, stuff like really like,
yeah.
Is there anything that you can add about that? Or is there any updates on how maybe landfill can be improved? Or I'm just sort of going out of your wheelhouse perhaps, but I thought I'd ask you that anyways.
Yeah. I mean, I could tell you this, like we have a real estate operations team that literally is dedicated to sustainability efforts. And so they're always noodling at and grappling. How do we do this in a self-sustainable way that doesn't basically impair and harm the environment? So while you're right, I'm not the expert in that area, I can tell you that we do have teams within the Cleveland Clinic that are solely dedicated to this, to ensure that the, you know, the generations beyond us are alive and are thriving and are living in a world that, you know, they're cognizant of it, taking care of, if you will. And that's a big priority for the Cleveland Clinic in general. And I have to tell you, you hit on something there with just being a good person and taking care of each other. Like this, like I fundamentally believe I found a great fit for my career with the Cleveland Clinic, because there's such a big focus, not only on the patient first mentality, but empathy. And it is a big driver of who we all are. We call ourselves our 76,000 strong. Everyone's a caregiver. And yep. It's so important to have empathy in your heart, because as you know, when you call up a friend or you call up a healthcare professional, you want to hear on the other side of the phone someone that understands and that will listen and that will treat you like you're a family member. And I think that's a big thing for me. And that's a big thing for our organization. And included in that, as you mentioned, our sustainability and environmental efforts that we're very cognizant of and drive towards.
Well, yeah, I just thought I'd ask you that, because it's such a big topic these days. And like I said, with the medicine world does so many great things, but at the same time, their utensils and tools apparatus is like really high tech, and same with the military. So I just wanted to ask you that. I just got a few more questions, and then I think we're going to wrap the interview. I do want to thank Cleveland Clinic Canada for sponsoring, for donating and supporting our fundraiser on October 12th. We're going to be doing some big bells and whistles. So Mike, I cannot thank you enough. I cannot thank Larissa and Megan enough, and Joe and everybody at the Cleveland Clinic. So again, the Cleveland Clinic Canada is one of our integral sponsors for our event, Drone Ball Drop, on October 12th, Drone Ball out at Grand Niagara. We're giving away a big prize, and then we're having a concert with Freedom Train at night. We're going to invite Mike and his team. Yep. You can either join us online or in person. I know everybody with the COVID restrictions, so but either way, online, I want to thank you. And also, I want to also introduce that we're planning on doing a scholarship. So the scholarship would be for a participant to join our employment programs in media. Oh. That is our main focus, is getting people, persons with disabilities and veterans, off assistance, part-time or full-time, into a skilled job in media and in getting paid to become self-sufficient. Oh. So what we want to do with part of the donation, Mike, if it's okay with you, is start a yearly scholarship. Yeah. And we're going to do a joint proceeds. So with the Disability Channel and Cleveland Clinic Canada, we're going to leave a seat empty that's going to be a participant, either a veteran or a person with a disability or a person without. We don't discriminate, right? Yeah, our focus is persons with disabilities first, and then veterans, and then able-bodied people. So we want to just thank you. We're going to present it at the event, a scholarship for one participant for our 14-week program.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. It's a great idea, and we're happy. I get to represent all of our caregivers, so thank you. We're all happy to participate in that, and we're proud of it. So, big huge thank you, and thanks for thinking of us.
Yeah. So before I let you go, Mike, and I want you to hold on after the interview. But before I let you go, if people want to find out more about Cleveland Clinic Canada or Cleveland Clinic USA, can you give out the URLs, the websites, information, where can they go?
You can Google Cleveland Clinic Canada and it'll pop up right away where the first link, and literally click on it and there's contact us. I'm always available to chat to anyone. My email is Kessel, K-E-S-S-E-L, M as in Mike, the number 2, at CCF, CharlieCharlieFrank.org. We're a foundation, so it stands for ClevelandClinicFoundation.org.
That's great, Mike. Well, again, on the show today, very, very pleasant interview. I really appreciate it. We had on the CEO and president of Cleveland Clinic Canada, Mike Kessel. Mike, thanks again. We're just going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and wrap the show. And Mike, we'll talk to you after the show again. Thanks again, Mike. Okay, bye-bye now.